Hey everyone, welcome to In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 245. As we continue to learn about the Word of God to the point that we want to learn it, live it, and love it. Or should it be love it before we live it? What order is it? I think we learn it, right. And then we live it.
Right.
And then we learn to love it as well.
Right.
Because I don't know that we always love it right off the, you know, right off the beginning.
We have to grow.
I think we grow. Just like we've been talking about growing in faith. And so, you know, James just simplifies it. He says, hey, you know, let him, that we should ask in faith, that our words should be, and our walk should be about faith,
right?
And that we show our faith by our works. Mm-hmm. He says in James, what are your thoughts on faith and trust? We started this conversation on last episode,
right? Yeah, I'm thinking, as I said in the other episode, that we have to get to know him to know whether or not we trust him or have faith in him. I just think that it's deeper than, you know, you may hear people talking about, I have faith, you know, I have this,
right.
I have, you know, but then when it comes to, you know, a situation or whatever, they see that it's not, either it's not there or it's not where it should be. But in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, I think it says, but since we are, I'll start in 7. It said, for those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. So we have to, as we get, when we get saved, born again, we have to put on, you know, the armor. We have to be armed and clothed, and the only way we can do that is studying the Word and believing what the Word is saying.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I totally agree. Yes. Yes. Because it makes no sense, nor does it aid us or help us to hear the Word and not do it,
right.
Not follow it. James 1:22 tells us that we don't want to be hearers only, but we want to be doers also. So, yeah, I think the ultimate goal is the application of the Word, making it a part of our life, making it work for us, in us, through us.
But, you know, if we're not in the Word, if we're not getting to know Christ, it's going to be a hard road for us. We have to make a concerted effort to not, you know, not just read once a week and I've done my reading for Bible class or whatever. As we grow, and we should be growing all the time, you know, as we study and all of that, as we grow, we should be falling more and more in love with the Lord and wanting to know him better.
Right.
Because if we don't know him better, then it's going to be hard for us to trust him fully.
Right.
So it's a walk. You know, we always talk about walking. We used to talk about that at Friendship, and I used to, you know, they used to encourage us to keep on going, you know, and things like that. So I just want to encourage anybody that's listening that, or admonish, you know, that we can't circumvent the Word. We gotta build that relationship before we can say that I really would die for Christ, or I really would this or that or the other. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
The more we hear the Word,
right,
the more we spend time in the Word, the more we meditate on the Word, the more we study the Word, the more faith we get.
Yes.
You know, it's not a difficult concept. You know, people think that faith comes by, you know, people laying hands on them, or revivals and, you know, deliverance services. That's not how we grow in faith. That has a place in the body, but that's not where faith comes from.
Right.
Faith comes from our knowledge of the Word. To know him is to love him. To know him is to serve him. To know him is to be obedient to him. So if we want to grow in faith, if we want to be stronger Christians, then we learn to trust him by his Word. We read the examples. We see what he says. We see what the Word speaks to us.
Yes.
And we trust that. And that's where we grow in faith.
Whether we think it's good or bad, the outcome, whether, you know, our ultimate outcome.
Understand it
exactly.
We don't have to understand it. And you're right. You were saying about, and I think we talked about that earlier this morning, that outcome is not necessarily the proof of faith.
Right.
Because we may not get the outcome that we desire. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the Bible says in 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will, right. He hears us. And we know that if he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we will have the petition mm-hmm. that we desired of him. So getting from God is not about faith necessarily. Getting from God is about, does this agree with what God wants mm-hmm. to do? Mm-hmm. Is this in line with his plan? Right. Is this in line with his will?
And that's what growth comes from.
Right.
You're getting to know that. And then the faith can manifest itself also.
Exactly. Exactly. Lord, I just pray that you help us to grow in your word in 1 John 5 and James 5, Lord, and 1 Corinthians 2. These passages that we discussed, we didn't get to 1 Samuel 14, but that's another one with Jonathan and his armor bearer. Lord, we just ask that mm-hmm. you fill us, infuse us with yes. this faith, this confidence in you, yes, so that we will trust you even when we don't understand, yes. that we will trust you, Lord, even when it doesn't make sense,
yes.
that we will trust you even when it hurts.
Yes.
We want you to bring us to that point that we can grow to yes. that point, so that when trials and tribulations that seem insurmountable come, that we will have confidence
yes,
and trust
yes, God.
That you'll bring us through it.
Yes, thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus, and mm. we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So if you listen to these podcasts on YouTube or on Facebook or on X, formerly known as Twitter, or on our website, james122.org, or just through your favorite podcast app, we would ask you just to leave us some comments. Give us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can always email us at inthewordpodcast@gmail.com. But feel free to leave some comments where you're listening to this podcast, that so that we can better serve you and know that this is being helpful to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.